Word of life.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. El Santo Evangelio según San Lucas, el 17th capítulo. Gloria a ti, O Señor. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Aconteció que, yendo a Jerusalén, pasaba por Samaria y Galilea. Cuando entró en una aldea, salieron a su encuentro 10 hombres leprosos, los cuales se pararon de lejos y alzaron la voz diciendo, "Jesús, Maestro, ten misericordia de nosotros." Cuando él los vio, les dijo, "Vayan, muéstrense a los sacerdotes." Aconteció que mientras iban, fueron limpiados. Entonces uno de ellos, al ver que había sido sanado, volvió glorificando a Dios en alta voz y se postró sobre su rostro a los pies de Jesús, dándole gracias. Y este era samaritano. Y respondiendo, Jesús dijo, "¿No eran 10 los que fueron limpiados? ¿Y los 9, dónde están? ¿No hubo quien volviera a diera gloria a Dios, sino este extranjero?" Y le dijo, "Levántate, vete, tu fe te ha salvado." Este es el evangelio del Señor. Alabanza a ti, oh Cristo. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to present the sermon in English since we are all English speakers gathered here. Our gospel text today is the familiar story of 10 men who were ostracized from their communities because they were found to have what Luke called leprosy. They walked the earth, they breathed and ate. They had hopes and fears and aspirations and feelings just like you and me. But in a way, they were already dead because they were completely separated from what life had been for them before they were infected. In a way, we'd say that they were walking dead. Jesus and his disciples were traveling to Jerusalem, ultimately to bring Jesus to the city where he'd be condemned to death. And their journey, meandering somewhat, took them through the borderland between Samaria and Galilee. The men saw Jesus and his disciples and called out to him, asking him to have mercy on them. Jesus clearly understood what they wanted from him without even touching them. He sent them on their way to show themselves to the priests. This was what they were required to do, according to Leviticus chapter 13, verse 45. To be declared clean so that they could return to their families and their pre-infected lives. Although all 10 left to find the priests, only one returned to Jesus to humbly glorify God, praising God with a loud voice, says Luke. And that wasn't enough. He then fell on his face at Jesus' feet and thanked him for this saving result. Jesus is troubled by this outcome, though. Although we can't be sure, we assume that all 10 men were healed of their disease. And although Jesus sent all of them to show themselves to the priests, he seems to think that all of them should have done what the one did. We learn almost at the end of the narrative that the man who did return was a Samaritan, an outsider to the culture and society of the Jews. And the other 9 men were Jews, the populace to whom Jesus initially understood he had been called to minister. So even though all of the men were marginalized from their communities because of their disease, the one, the Samaritan, was even more an outsider in relationship to Jesus, his disciples, and the other 9 lepers, because he wasn't a Jew, and because he was from one of the lost tribes of Israel. This relational break was longstanding. It had been the case for about 300 years when Jesus was involved in his public ministry. The area known as Samaria had been settled originally as part of Canaan when the Israelites, the descendants of the 12 tribes, conquered the indigenous people there after having escaped from the Egyptian pharaoh's control and having wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. After the death of Solomon, the last king of the United Monarchy, the tribes who lived in the northern area that had been Canaan, including Samaria, established the northern kingdom of Israel. They lived sometimes in harmony and sometimes in tension with their cousins of the southern kingdom, until the neighboring Gentile kingdom of Assyria conquered Israel in 722 BC. Many of the inhabitants of Israel were deported to Assyria and began to intermarry with the Assyrian women. The former Israelites then began to return to Samaria about 10 years later. But the Samaritans' religious culture had deviated from the traditional faith of the southern tribes, the Jews. Although they shared the 5 books of Moses as their life instruction scripture, including the rules in Leviticus about how to live with leprosy and what to do to be declared clean, they had changed the religious center of their land from Jerusalem in the south to the top of a mountain in the north. The Israelites saw the Samaritans' deviation as rejection of their true faith. And they caused them to consider the Samaritans to be even worse than Gentiles because of this rejection of the true faith. The southern Judeans referred to the northern as dogs. So how can we enter daily into the rhythm of humility, faith, gratitude, and action that we heard about from the Samaritan and that is central to the Christian life? A common spiritual discipline that people use is to list our blessings and then to name them out loud before God in a prayer of thanksgiving every day. The effect of our making the list and praying it aloud in thanksgiving causes us to recognize the blessings that God's mercy has brought into our lives. And from that recognition, our desire to share God's love with others through our hands-on ministry arises in us. We can practice this discipline of thanksgiving individually, and we can use it in our faith communities. How powerful the practice can be in guiding our Christian communities to fashion our ministries to meet the needs of the world outside our worship spaces. The Samaritan leper's response to Jesus curing him and Jesus' observations about all 10 men's behavior put the Jews in the narrative to shame. Here, a supposedly heretical Samaritan returned to thank God for being cured of his disease. And he fell down and worshiped Jesus. Where were the other 9 who should also have been thankful to God? The first century listeners to Luke's gospel would have been scandalized by this account because Jesus praised the Samaritan and criticized the 9 Jews. Here was yet another example of how Jesus didn't meet the standards of conduct expected by the Pharisees, the scribes, the elders. But it is a message of great hope and promise for us as we live the lives of sinful saints that we believe all human beings are. The language that Jesus used in speaking to the Samaritan leper gives us another insight into his experience. When Luke's Jesus said, "Get up and go on your way, your faith has made you well," he used a Greek word related to resurrection, not just standing up. So the message is that the Samaritan was living a new life, a resurrected life, as a result of his encounter with Jesus. And this salvation was more than physical healing or the end to his social isolation. He had experienced the saving power of God in Jesus Christ, and his faith was so strong that it made him well, according to Jesus. These days, we may feel like lepers when we have to wear masks and keep 6 feet away from other people. But we understand the power of gratitude. We understand that it enriches our lives. We understand that the ability to give thanks to God for the blessings we do have, despite the difficulties through which we are living, enriches our lives and strengthens our faith. It is for us to recognize the blessings that we have, to practice our disciplines of thanksgiving, prayer, and worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The hymn of the day is "All Creatures of Our God and King." All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. O burning sun with gold.